Welcome to the Dundee LM podcast. We're thrilled to have you join us today. This podcast is a space where we explore faith, community, and inspiration. Whether you're tuning in during your morning commute or relaxing at home, we hope you find encouragement and insight in our discussions. Today, we're diving into the Lord's Prayer sermon series, so let's get started.
So before we start talking about what God put in my heart, come on, let's just stand. We are on this series about the Lord's Prayer. I would like you to stand with me, and we will read the Lord's Prayer together before we start preaching this morning. So come on. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. Please take your seats. For the last couple of Sundays, let's say 4 Sundays, we have hearing about profound and rich truths in the Lord's Prayer. And we have heard how important it is to connect ourselves with God. The Lord's Prayer starts with for us to acknowledge that He's in heaven and we have this connection with Him. We also heard here how important it is to understand and acknowledge the wholeness of God's name. How important for our lives as Christians is to acknowledge, understand that His name is holy. And soon after, we understood here how important it is to pray according to God's own agenda. Our lives, in terms of prayer, is not exactly in a shopping list that we come before God with a list of stuff that we are asking, and we need this, we need that, and we need the other. We also understood here that our prayers need to be according to God's own agenda. These 3 steps are vital in our relationship with God. And not without reason, they came before any petition of earthly stuff. So before we start asking God for stuff that we need in our earthly life, Jesus is teaching about prayer and saying that we should pray in terms of first understand where God is and who He is. Understand His holiness, understand His power, understand how mighty He is, and then start going on our earthly things. So before including our own earthly need in our prayers, we need to acknowledge who God is and how exalted He is. See that in the same chapter, Matthew chapter 6, on the verse 33, Jesus says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Jesus here is talking about people who are worried about their life, who are worried about what they will eat on the day after, who are worried about earthly stuff. But Jesus is saying to them, in first place, we need to seek the kingdom of God. First, we need to seek His righteousness, and all the other things that we need will be given to us. We need to understand in our lives that sometimes we arrive in the church or in our prayer moments in our houses, and we are in this situation that we have so many stuff that we need, that we come before God and we present our needs before Him in a way that we didn't acknowledge who He is, we didn't praise His name, We are just asking and begging for stuff for our life without acknowledging first who He actually is in our lives. What Jesus is teaching us in this morning is that as soon as we start acknowledging who He is, all the other things that we need will be given to us, but we need to acknowledge who He is in our lives. Observe that our prayers is not like a list that we are ticking the boxes. So I need this, and then I need that, and then I need the food, and then I need clothing, and then I need other stuff for my life, and I need this project to be done in my life, and I need this and that in my future, and what will be, and what we'll see. But actually, it's not how it works. James in his letter says that we are praying and we do not receive because we are praying for ourselves, for our own passions, for the things that we want for ourselves without reason, without necessity. We are going before God with this idea, asking for stuff for our lives. But when we look to this, to the Lord's Prayer, Jesus is teaching. Imagine that there is a big crowd following Him. All of them gather together in this mountain where Jesus is preaching. All of them left their houses, their families. Perhaps some of them brought some food with them, their bags. But this is going as Jesus is preaching. After you take a look, it's like chapters and chapters in Matthew of preaching. And Jesus is saying, and people are listening, seated on the grass. And perhaps they're sharing, they're talking. But there is a moment that Jesus starts saying, well, I need to teach you how to pray. I need to teach you how to go before God. There is a common idea at that time about prayer. There is a common understanding at that moment about prayer. But it's always about asking and asking and asking. But Jesus comes with this idea of inverting and say, like, first, acknowledge who is in heaven and looking for you, looking over you, looking who is in heaven and whose name is holy, who is exalted, who is powerful, who is great, who is in control of everything. And then we go into an earthly stuff. He's talking about provision. He's talking about these people that perhaps everything that they had at the moment had gone. They need. They are asking. They are in a needy situation. And Jesus starts talking about provision. And pay attention on something here. Jesus is inviting these people to exercise their faith. Jesus is calling these people to exercise their faith. They are so used to work and receive. If they don't work, they don't receive. And what they receive for the work was on a daily basis. If you don't work today because you are sick or ever, you don't receive it. If you don't receive, you don't have money. If you don't have money, you don't have how to buy food, to buy clothing. We are talking about a group of people whose main diet was made by bread, wine, olive oil. If they don't have bread, they don't have food. They don't have the basis of their diet. If this is lacking for them, it's lacking everything. It's lacking their survival, meanings of survival. But Jesus is calling them and teaching them that their survival is not based on what they can earn in this earth. Their survival is based on God. Their survival is based on what God can give them. And we need to bring this to our lives nowadays. Sometimes we are so busy trying to solve our situations and trying to solve our problems and trying to seek for stuff on this earth, because what we need is earthly. But we forgot that God is the same that provides in our spiritual life, but also in our material, our physical life. What Jesus is saying that in your prayers, ask the Father. In your prayers, ask the Father, because He is powerful to bring the provision you need. Ask Him to give you today your daily bread. All other parts of these prayers before this verse, they are conditional. May your kingdom come. May your will be done. But when as talking about provision, Jesus goes straight on what the people need, gives us today. This is not something that may happen, may not happen. It's calling us, to encouraging us to understand in our prayers that God is powerful to give you today what you need. It's not something for tomorrow. It's not something for the week to come. It's for today. And the prayer is that, give us today our daily bread. And this became even clearer when we look to what exactly Jesus is saying in this verse. Because this idea of daily bread takes us back to what the people of Israel faced in the wilderness. The manna, it was a daily portion. They couldn't keep for tomorrow what they received today. God was dealing with them in this idea of, for each day, one portion, unless it's the Friday, and they give a double portion because they could not get this on Saturday, because it was the day for them to rest. So this idea of daily portion, it was what the people faced in the wilderness, in the desert. But when we look to this text, this is not what Jesus is talking about. When Jesus is saying, gives us today our daily bread, in Greek, for the daily bread, the epiosios, it points to something in the future. And this is what called my attention in this verse. This is a Greek term that came from another, epeimi, that means the things that are following, succeeding, the future. Literally, what Jesus is saying is, in your prayers, you ask God, give me today the bread for tomorrow. Give me today the bread that is for tomorrow. Give me today what I will need tomorrow. Give me today what I don't even know if I will need tomorrow, but you know what I will need tomorrow, so you are giving me this today. For us to understand this, Jesus is not just teaching them about daily portion. The idea is to look to God, understanding that because He's powerful, because He's in heaven, and He knows everything, and He knows our future, He's powerful to give us today stuff that we don't even know that we will need it, but He knows, and He will give us. Have you ever noticed situations in your life that you passed through them and you thought, like, why am I passing through this situation? And the day after, 2 days after, the week after, the month after, the year after, you realize, wow, that's why God gave me that at that moment. It was because I need this today. So God knows your future and He's powerful to give you today what you need after. Remember when Moses came before God for the first time? And God was sending him to go to Egypt and talk to Pharaoh. And Moses came to God and said, "But if they ask your name, on behalf of whom I'm going to Pharaoh, what should I say?" And God said to him, "I am who I am." But in Hebrew, it points for the future. He's saying, "I will be who I will be." What God is saying to Moses at that point is, "I will be whatever you need that I will be. I will. Whatever you will need for me to be for you in the future, I will be. And this is what matters for you." Perhaps we are so in a situation that our lack of faith makes us limit God's power in our lives. We are imprisoned in our problems of today. And we also imagine that there are other problems to come. And we forget how powerful God is. When Paul wrote to Ephesians 3:20, he's able to do much more than we may ask or think. We are asking for something for today. He's giving you something for today, for tomorrow, and the day after. He said to Moses, "I'm the one who blessed the generations to generations. I will visit your generations to generations to come." He blessed David and said, "I'll bless you and all your descendants. I'll bless you and all the generations to come." We are so limited in our daily problems that we are thinking like the people in the desert. It's a daily situation when God is saying to you, "Hey, I'm powerful to solve this problem of today, the one of tomorrow, and the one that is coming, and you don't know that's coming, but yes." I can solve this today. I can solve of the tomorrow and of the day after, if you acknowledge who I am in your life. Let me tell you something. There was a moment in our life in Brazil that our family faced a huge financial crisis. I'm the youngest of three kids. So it was mom and dad, my sister, my brother, and then me living in this house facing this financial problem. My dad is the only provider of the house. He works with construction. And after that global crisis in 2008, there was a huge problem in Brazil. And I remember as a kid, I wanted, but my dad couldn't give me. I asked, and he always said, "We don't have money." And there were two situations that for me, they were the biggest experiences that I had as a kid following God's commandments. I do remember a day that we didn't have any food at home. Anything. We opened the cupboards, nothing. Tea time was arriving. And I ran, entered the house. Mom was sitting on the sofa in the living room. I was thinking for my father. My father was in his bedroom. When I opened the door, I saw him praying. I closed the door. And I felt that very weird. While my dad was praying before tea, he should be going to market or something to buy us food. But I do remember that while my dad was praying in his bedroom, someone rang the bell. And I ran to open the door. It was a person from our church who opened the boot of the car, and it was loads of shoppings there. And the person said to me, like, "Where's your dad?" I said, "My dad's praying in his bedroom. And he said, like, "I was doing the shop for myself when God said to me, get all of this and take to Ian's house." My dad was still praying when God had already answered the prayer. Can you understand this? God's not limited to our time. It's not about daily basis. God does what he wants to do, and what he does is wonderful. I was in this process, and this is the second experience. To get into this school in Brazil, which was a very good school. But because of this financial crisis, we didn't have money. It's a very good public school, but we need to buy our uniforms and everything else. And I was frustrated, because that was my dream. I was 14 years old at that moment. So I do remember sitting on the chair in my bedroom. And I remember that my dad was praying in his bedroom. So I start praying and crying to the Lord. I finished my prayer. I put my clothes and went to the church. When I arrived in the church, a lady from the church came to me and said, "Ian, may I talk to you?" "Yeah, of course." So she said, "Yesterday, I had a dream with you." "Oh." "And in this dream, which was actually a picture that God gave me, I saw you sit in a chair in your bedroom crying and saying this and this and this to the Lord." I said, "How, if I did this today and God showed her yesterday?" Can you understand that God is not limited to our time? And that's why Jesus is saying, hey, be courageous and ask God to give you today what is for tomorrow. That's no problem. Ask him today and he will give you today what you need. It's about living in this connection with him. Because as soon as we acknowledge who he is and how powerful he is, then all the other things he can give us. And I know that this may sound greedy, but Jesus is teaching us to ask for provision. Because he can do it today. He can provide it today. Look what he said in Matthew chapter 7. From verse 7. "Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks, receives. And everyone who searches, finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, would give a stone? Or if the child asked for a fish, would give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? How many parents here and give good stuff for your kids? Sometimes they don't deserve, but you do. What about your Heavenly Father? Would he not give you good things? Would he not give you much more than you even ask or imagine? Come on, let's think about it. Imagine the biggest stuff that God may give you. The Bible is saying he can give you more than this. It's more than you imagine. It's more than you think. It's more than you project for your life. It's more than you desire for your family. It's more than you ask for your future. It's more than you have prayed so far. It's much more than everything you have ever thought in your life. This is what God has reserved for you, and he may give you today. In Psalm 37, verse 25, David says, I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging bread. I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken. God will not forsake you. Even more, for their children, see, it's the generations to come. The righteous will not be forsaken, and their children will not beg in bread. It's about provision. It's about God's power. Note that this is exactly what David understood as a child, taking care of the sheep of his father when he wrote the Psalm 23. Because he says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. If I, as a shepherd, don't let my sheep want, Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Does it mean that I won't have any problem in my life? No, he continues. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint me. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely, no doubt, no question about it. Surely, goodness and mercy, I'll go after them. No, they will follow me. All the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Can you see the promises over our lives? In Deuteronomy 28 says this, the blessings will follow you, and they will reach you. You don't need to seek them. You don't need to go after them. You don't need to go and try to find out. They will follow you as soon as you keep yourself in this path of righteousness. What David is saying here in Psalm 23 is simple. Everything that comes from the verse 2 to the verse 6 depends on the verse 1. Because he is my shepherd, he guides me. And he guides me to where is good, green pastures. He guides me to where is good, to still waters. He restores my soul. It's he who is doing his work in my life because I acknowledge and I submit myself to him who is my shepherd. God has a challenge for us today. Trust him. It's a challenge. Trust him. Most of us know that God's powerful. That he works, as Isaiah said, for those who wait for him. But how many truly trust him? And the question is simple. What do you need today? Perhaps you are thinking, I don't need anything for today, but for tomorrow, certainly. So ask today for your bread for tomorrow. Perhaps you need something for this week to come. And God is encouraging you today, ask me. Trust me. Subject yourself to my power. Submit yourself to my mighty hands. And trust that he's in control of your life. But however, perhaps the bread you need today is another one. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Perhaps you entered this place this morning hungry. And I'm not talking about physical hunger. This will so soon tea and coffee will be served. I'm talking about another kind of hunger here. He's inviting you who are hungry, but not of earthly bread. The invitation is for you who enter here this morning, feeling an internal emptiness. And you sought so many places. You sought for something that could fill this emptiness. And you couldn't find it. And here's the secret. You won't find it. There is no other place you find something to fill this emptiness than in Jesus Christ. He is the bread of life. He said, the people in the desert, in the wilderness, they ate the manna and they were hungry again. This is just a daily portion. But whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. He's calling you because he wants to fill this space inside you. He's calling you because he wants to feed your spirit in this morning. And this place. And it's not for tomorrow. It's not for the week to come. It's not for another month. It's not for when you are prepared. There's no such thing as being prepared. He's preparing each one of us every single day. It's not when you are perfect. None of us are perfect here. It's for now. It's for today. Come on, let's stand. I would ask the band to come. God has two invitations for us in this morning. We are talking about two groups of people. The first one, you enter here. You heard this message. You listen to God's voice. And you are the one who needs provision. And when I'm talking about provision now, I'm not specifically talking about finances. This can be your problem. This can be the situation that you are bringing before God today. But it may also be other kinds of provision in your life that you will need God to solve this today. It doesn't matter how hard it may seem to you. There is no impossible to God. Perhaps your provision is healing. You want God to provide healing in your life. God is saying to you, ask today. Oh, Ian, I have some important stuff too that will be on this week. Don't wait until today. Ask today. He's inviting us. He's encouraging us. We are talking about emergency now. this is urgent in your life. It's an emergency. I need this. I need this provision. I want to encourage you to come forward. We have space here. And we will pray over your life. Whatever you need from God today, this morning, He's calling you, come before me. Come before me. If you need healing, come. If you need provision, come. If it's in your finances, come. I'm sure that God will provide for you today.
Thank you for listening to the Dundee Elim podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation and found it uplifting. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and share this episode with others. Remember, you can join us in person for services every Sunday from 10:30 to 12:30 and connect with our community on social media or our website. Until next time, stay blessed and keep shining your light.